Okay. My question was, if you've had a mortgage for just over 12 months, yes. would it be worth changing?
Yes, as we just mentioned with Tim. Is it variable or fixed, Tracy?
I have half and half.
Okay. Right. What rate, okay, the way to work this out is, and I can be very specific if you want me to,
sure.
all we look at is what's your fixed, so there'll be nothing on the variable component, there'll be no penalty to get out of that. Your fixed component, depending what rate it's at and what those fixed rates are today, it's an economic loss. So I can, if you know what that figure is, I can work that out for you within 20 seconds, not even.
Yeah, okay.
So the balance on what I owe on the fixed
On the fixed
rate.
Component and what rate you're on there.
What do you need to know? How much
I just need
bonus?
To know the fixed component and the rate, and I can work it out pretty much straight away now.
Okay.
In regards to what our economic loss should be.
Do you know what the fixed component is?
I don't know what the fixed component is because I'm actually having a look at my statement and I can't actually see where they actually even have the rate on them.
Basically, Tracy, in a nutshell, whatever you're fixed at, and whatever the bank can get the new fixed rates at, they'll work out the balance of the term. Say, for argument's sake, you fixed it for 2 years.
Right.
And you've still got 1 year to go. They'll work out that 1%, or sorry, those 12 months at the difference in the rate, and that'll be your economic loss.
Hmm.
That's how it's calculated.
Okay.